So my name is Lisa Gilbert, and I'm with American Social Health Association. And if you don't know about us, we've been around since 1914. And with our main goal of preventing STDs and STIs and their harmful consequences. So you can imagine that since we've been around for so long, things have changed over time, our messages and our methods, you know. In fact, if you're going to the thing tonight, it's called BD Values, Rights, and Public Health. And there'll be a bunch of posters there showing the historical, or I call it hysterical, context of STDs over time. So one of our main goals at ASHA is to come up with new ways of communicating the same messages. People are pretty tired of hearing use condoms, prevent HIV, and so forth. And so we're trying to not only freshen up the message, but also identify any gaps in the message that are not being addressed. And I also have to say this is a really high-risk presentation because it has flash drive and stuff in it, so you might have to bear with me. Okay, so this is to get your thinking in terms of visual instead of text. So take a... well, you don't really have a minute because I only get 10. So take 2 seconds and look at these and see if you can tell what on earth we're trying to communicate. Can you see them okay in the back? Okay, good. All right, so now that you're thinking in pictures instead of words, I'll give you a little background about this. You all know that there are millions, gazillions really, of STDs, both curable and incurable, worldwide diagnosed, and even more that are undiagnosed. So it's a big problem, and we know that condoms are the only widely available proven method for reducing transmission of STIs and preventing pregnancy. We know that condoms are often used incorrectly or inconsistently. You hear this all the time. But steps for correctly using condoms are not well known among some, if not most, youth. One study found that adolescents who saw a condom demonstration were 2 to 5 times more likely to know how to use a condom correctly. So the two objectives of this project, number one, to determine the essential messages regarding correct use of male latex condoms, and number two, to develop and test a virtual condom demonstration or animation for people of all ages, genders, nationalities, and literacy levels. In other words, culturally neutral. And this is sort of counter to the recent wisdom of stratify, know your audience, you know, get narrower and narrower. We're trying to sort of get broader. So this is a very exploratory idea. I want to emphasize that. This is the first of the... It's just a preliminary seed of an idea that we wanted to test to see if it had legs. In 2008, 6 essential messages were compiled from the literature. If you know about ASHA, you know that we've had hotlines and publications and all kinds of things for decades. And so we have a lot of institutional knowledge about what people know and don't know about condoms. We wove that all together, and a group at ASHA designed a short animation followed by vignettes to demonstrate these 6 components of correct condom use. I'm kind of trying to run through this a little faster. So we conducted formative evaluation, we launched a pre- and post-test survey, and I'm going to show you the results of that, which were kind of mixed. And then we decided to revise it and relaunch the pre- and post-test to see if we could bump up the levels of knowledge based on this. The animation only has 1 word in it. If you could guess what that word is. I've had some interesting answers to that question. Anyway, the word is latex, and it's because it's latex, I guess, in multiple languages. So... these are our 6 messages, and real briefly, how to store condoms, how to check the expiration date, how to open the package, how to see which direction the condom goes in. If I say no flipping, do you know what I mean, no flipping? We need help with that one, I'm telling you now. Place the condom on the penis once erect and use only water-based lubricants. Okay, now here's where things are going to get a little dicey. Hmm. You can't hear the sound, but there is sound with it. We have a little Spanish guitar music going. And now it's stopped. Okay, so then we followed this up with vignettes to show right and wrong, or wrong and right, with an unsmiley face, and then the smiley face. So this is showing expiration date. Oh man. Open with fingers instead of scissors. Okay, this is no flipping. This is where to store, not in your glove compartment. And this one we actually tossed because no one could really figure out what it's saying, really including me. So this is the oil-based lubricants on the left and the water-based on the right. All right, so that was the original. Okay. We were astonished at how many people filled out our pretest survey. We had over 9,000 people. And it was not hugely advertised. It was sort of buried in our website. And we were so excited that so many people wanted to see the animation. They had to do the pretest before they could see it. So there was a little bit of, you know. And thus, only 858 completed the post-test, which was not required. And changes in knowledge were significantly improved for all items except the unrolling, no-flipping message, which is even hard to describe in words. Okay, now I'm going to use this little pointer. All right, so as you can see, what's really interesting is the high level of knowledge at the pretest. I mean, those are pretty high levels coming in, so we were a little worried about the ceiling effect. And as you can also see, this unrolling to check direction was not improved afterward, but everything else was improved. Based on this, and also I haven't mentioned that the CDC focus group tested this in one population of 18 to 19-year-old boys in South Africa, which is, we wanted to design it for multicultural uses. And they gave us some input, so along with these data, they wanted more color, more sound. They thought the topic was interesting, but they thought viewing the penis was embarrassing. And so anyway, we made these revisions. And okay, here we go again. Can you hear that music? It's lovely. Okay, this is a limitation of flash animation right here. Okay, think exploratory, guys. went the wrong way. And these are the vignettes that were revised. Actually, those weren't revised. This one, the flipping. Can't find the thing. Oh, there it is. Lubricants. Oh, no, this was flipping. But do you see those? Do you see those things? We need help with this part, you guys. So when we get to the question part, if you have any ideas about, yeah, I know it looks like a baby bottle or something. But we'll talk about that later. But we do need your help with that. All right. So anyway, I'm going to just skip ahead a little bit to. Oh man, sorry, trying to hurry too much. Okay. We collected data for 5 weeks early this year, and we had about 1,400 people who did the pretest and about, I can't remember how many did the post, fewer, And so comparing the two, you can see that the original is on the top and the revised is on the bottom. And the statistically significant items are in bold. And we still had the same problems that we had before. And we had, in this unrolling one, in both cases, the scores went down. So we have some work to do on that one. I also want to mention that these pretest scores across groups were, we wanted them to be not significant because we wanted to say this was all from the same population of people before and after, but in fact they were significant. And what is going on with this? Okay, there it is. So we were unhappy about that because there must have been some kind of historical knowledge bump in the time frame between the two, or people went and did it a couple of times. And we didn't want to see significant, or we did want to see significance in the post-test, indicating that the revisions were better, and we didn't see that. So I guess the first one was better than we thought. I mentioned all of those. Limitations, lots, web-based, short-term knowledge only. It was very exploratory. Future research, this is important. We need to also address the consistent use of condoms. We got to the correct use, kind of, in a preliminary way, but we need to look at how to communicate consistent use, how to improve that unrolling and flipping. I'm replicating this effort using more robust survey items and methods, adding demographics, behavior change, intentions, collecting follow-up data, and we really want to measure these effects among various populations. So, this is so cool. This very condom animation is now in the Museum of Sex in New York City. And it's also being discussed on these websites. And it's hit the blogosphere. The middle one's really the funniest. I just did this and I can't believe I got three questions wrong. Eek, that's pretty embarrassing. I definitely didn't think it mattered where condoms were stored. Good to know. And I would finally like to really thank all the people who helped with this, who were many. And this was designed, the animation itself, The Flash, was developed by Bitamina in Spain. And I want to thank our participants and Osriel McLean for helping me develop the PowerPoint, the CDC for focus group testing. And it's now, and I have received some other grant funding to work with this wordless idea with cervical cancer prevention. So I think it's gaining a little ground, and we'll talk more about it if you want to give me your opinions and ideas about the flipping issue. Thank you.